Sportsnet 650.
Now, our NFL insider here on Sportsnet 650, Jason Lacanfora.
Boom, boom, boom.
Jason, how are you this morning?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I'm trying to make some sense of this Sunday, and I'm looking at some incredible defensive performances or some incredibly inept offensive performance. Three shutouts, and then you got the Panthers who mustered only 3 points. What do you make of this?
My takeaway, especially from the 1 o'clock window of games, or I guess for you guys, the 10 a.m. window of games, was just that this is not professional grade. We have a quarterback crisis that's been exacerbated by the offensive line crisis. So we were already at a point where, you know, Peyton Manning's retired, Tony Romo's retired. You're still reliant on a 40-year-old Tom Brady to look the part and be the best guy in the league every week. You've got recent MVPs like Matt Ryan and Cam Newton, who combined now through half a season, have more interceptions than touchdown thrown combined. That's two very recent MVP winners at the quarterback position, where you have a young guard of Winston and Mariota, who maybe they've plateaued. They certainly haven't ascended this year. Derek Carr, who did ascend, plateaued because he's been injured and beat up all year. There is a serious void there. And then we've been talking about for years the fact that they're not producing offensive linemen in college anymore because everybody's running spread formation. Guys aren't blocking the way you're expected to in a pro-style offense. And now they're getting the quarterbacks who still are playing killed. So then you add in the injuries to the Aaron Rodgers. Not that Cutler or Carson Palmer were playing well at all, but you're seeing quarterbacks getting hurt at an alarming rate, and now this is just becoming a situation where you watch these games, and there's only one team playing half the time. I mean, in that window alone, you had a Tennessee and Cleveland play almost a full overtime, and still nobody scored a touchdown. Baltimore's first touchdown in 10 quarters comes in garbage time with no time left on the clock, down 3 scores, and even then they barely got that, even though the Vikings were kind of sort of just giving it to them. Carolina, okay, they scored 7 offensive touchdowns in that explosion against the horrible Patriots defense and the horrible Lions defense. In their other 5 games, they've got 5 offensive touchdowns total.
Yeah,
I mean, it's bad football. I mean, the Cardinals don't come close to scoring. We see Atlanta basically get shut out on Sunday night. That was the highest scoring offense in the NFL last year by a wide margin, by like over a touchdown a game, offensive points scored. They can't get in the end zone against New England, who gives up 325 yards and 30 points as soon as you walk in the building. No, I think it's a crisis. And I mean, people want to talk about ratings being down. And, I mean, there looked to be 30,000 empty seats in Cleveland. There was a ton of empty seats in Miami. Well, look at how those teams play football. I don't think it's about so much the protest of, yeah, okay, so this week, you know, 18 guys didn't stand for the anthem out of 1,700. No, I think it's that not only are there not 32 good quarterbacks, I don't know that there's 8 really good quarterbacks in the league right now. That's the problem, the product.
So how do you solve that problem? I mean, you had another 2 quarterbacks, as you mentioned, both of them weren't playing that well, but still you've got faces of franchises and faces of leagues out for multiple games and some seasons. How do you protect the quarterbacks? How do you keep them in the game?
I mean, that all the rules, the thing of this is for 20 years now, all the rules have been benefiting skill players. Going back to when you can't hand check receivers beyond 5 yards downfield. You can't put your hands on a receiver's helmet anywhere. You can't, the way pass interference is called. And, you know, it's very different than the college game, obviously, and how many yards you can get from that. And defenseless player rules. And all the health and safety stuff I'm 9,000% with. But, like, you can't put a quarterback in a bubble. I mean, you've made the pocket protected. They can't hit him from the knees below. They can't hit him from the shoulders above. You know, they're allowed to give themselves up. If you can't pass protect, people, this is still, I mean, it's still football. I mean, unless you're going to eliminate the sack, if this is the caliber of offensive line play and these are the types of quarterbacks where you've got guys who are still out there making big money doing this at 38, or Jay Cutler can literally say, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done, here's my letter, I'm done. And then they're so desperate they lure him back. Like, you know, it's not shocking that those 2 guys got hurt. I mean, they're not very mobile to begin with. Both offensive lines were not very good to start with. Then the offensive line suffered some injuries on top of that. These guys aren't getting any more mobile. Miami's field was complete garbage yesterday, if you looked at that at all. I mean, they played a college game there the night before. It's an atrocity that a league, you know, that brings in $15 billion in revenue can't play on a serviceable field. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, yeah, that's, you know, again, and then people are supposed to sit there and watch that for 3.5 hours. It's tough. It's tough. Josh McCown is without a doubt one of the 8 best quarterbacks this season. That tells you which all you need to know about. I mean, I know he threw a horrible pick at the end of that game, but if you look at the totality of all the quarterback play in this league through 7 weeks, if you find me 8 guys who week in, week out have been better than Josh McCown, good luck. So what does that tell you? He's in the top 25% of quarterbacks right now in the NFL. That tells you all you need to know about the state of quarterback.
And that pretty much tells you why you're suggesting it's a crisis right now in the National Football League. And, it's not pretty. And there's a lot of teams.
Thursday night, Baltimore is going to host Miami. Just if you have an abundance of free time, go to the All-22 and watch those two teams try to play offense. It's staggeringly bad. At one point yesterday, Baltimore ran 24 plays for 52 yards. Now think about if you just ran a quarterback sneak 24 times. And your quarterback is 6'6", like Joe Flacco, and all he does is fall forward. I mean, you could literally do that playing rugby. And Baltimore does this every week. Like, that's not an anomaly. They are often at 2 to 3 yards per play. I mean, that's impossible.
Jason, I'm going to take a knee to protest the lack of quality offenses, I think,
there you
in
the go.
National Football League.
There you go.
Thanks for this, and we'll do it again next Monday, okay?
Sportsnet 650.